This is a Fox News alert. An earthquake rocks Taiwan. I'm Lee Silasera. At least one person dead, at least 50 injured when the magnitude 7.4 quake damaged buildings and caused a small tsunami that washed ashore on Japanese islands. One building in a lightly populated city in Taiwan seen on video leaning at a 45-degree angle. Its first floor collapsed.
Also reports of multiple aftershocks hitting Taiwan, including a magnitude 6.4 aftershock. Extremely powerful aftershock. There was also strong shaking in the capital of Taipei.
Fox's Bill Malugin. The Pacific Warning Center says the threat of a tsunami is largely past and Japan has lowered its alert. Taiwan's worst quake in recent years was in 1999 when 2,400 people died and about 100,000 were injured. Primaries tonight in New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin, and no surprises with President Biden and former President Trump winning the contest for their parties in each state. A rare phone call between President Biden and the leader of China.
For the first time since an in-person summit last November, President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke as part of a larger effort to improve communication and manage competition.
We believe that there is no substitute for regular communication at the leader level to effectively manage this complex and often tense bilateral relationship. And both presidents agreed to pick up the phone and speak when needed.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says during the phone call, President Biden raised concerns about China's support for Russia's military industry and provocative actions in the South China Sea. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to travel to China later this week.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The president with a strong rebuke for Israel after an airstrike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza, saying Israel needs to do more to protect civilians. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Wisconsin's governor vetoes a bill that would have restricted transgender athletes in school sports.
Surrounded by transgender advocates and fellow Democrats, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoing a bill that would ban biological males from competing in girls' high school sports. A bill passed by the state's Republican-controlled legislature that critics say is discriminatory and harmful to transgender youth. Supporters of the measure say the issue is about fairness for female athletes. At least 20 states have approved bans on biological males playing on female K-12 and collegiate sports. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Nebraska are considering a bill that would raise the state's sales tax by 1 cent on every taxable dollar spent, which would make it among the highest sales tax in the country. There were still plenty of jobs available, according to the latest government reading.
The number of available jobs on the last business day of February showed little change from the month before. There were nearly 8.8 million job openings, though the number is down significantly from the peak of 12 million. The number of hires in February, 5.8 million, and total separations came in at 5.6 million. In February, job openings increased in finance and insurance, state and local government, excluding education, and arts, entertainment, and recreation. Openings decreased in information and federal government. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Microsoft says it'll stop packaging its Teams video conferencing app with its Office software after it caught the attention of federal regulators over antitrust concerns. The company says starting this week, those buying subscriptions to Office won't get Teams bundled with it, and it will start selling the two products separately around the world. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.